the future of our country, our future prosperity as a nation, is not secure unless we develop the north of our nation. Our security in the region that we call home, our leadership on issues that impact our region, our commerce, our cultural, our sporting ties, our artistic links, it is best done from here, the north. We are not near Asia. We are not Asia adjacent. We are not the gateway to Asia. We are Asia. Quicker and easier for us to get to Dili, Denpasar, Singapore, Shenzhen, than Canberra. We are Asia. And right now, the North produces 55% of our exports, 12% of our GDP, and we do it all from just 5.5% of Australia's population. And right now, we are only a fraction of what we could be. Imagine what we could do if more people called the Northern Territory home. Imagine what we could be if we invested in Darwin as the capital of the North and in competition with Singapore, not Sydney. Imagine if we made things here and got them to market in half the time than Brisbane at half the cost of Sydney. And wonder why, in 118 years since Federation, this is still a matter of hope and not certainty. This cannot go on. When I speak with high-ranking officers from America, the US Marines, the Navy, Air Force, they get it. They say to me, look at a map. They understand our strategic importance. And yet every day we do battle our own Australian government, who seem intent on moving people and equipment away, and who have invested in servicing capacity in Perth rather than Darwin. It's not good enough. It is a failure of vision for our part of Australia. We are hitting brick walls with the current Australian government to prize out $300 million from them for a ship lift here in Darwin, an economic game changer. The current Australian government will invest $6 billion on traffic congestion in Melbourne. It's not good enough. It's a failure to plan for our part of Australia. A ship lift would enable a marine services industry to be established here. Defence fleets, fishing fleets, pearling fleets, oil and gas fleets, tourism fleets, international vessels. It makes sense that we compete for this business from here, close to the fleets of our northern neighbours. Just as the US Navy would prefer Darwin to Perth, so do commercial operators. This is how we become internationally competitive as a nation. This is how we secure our future prosperity as a country. 6 years ago, then Prime Minister Abbott invested $5 billion in the North Australia Infrastructure Fund. Today, less than $1 billion has either been handed out or promised. We need capital that takes a risk to back big projects, often greenfield, often without access to the basic services you might take for granted down south. And yet projects such as Sea Dragon, the largest prawn farm in the Southern Hemisphere, cannot get the support from NAIF it needs. Only a few weeks ago, they opened their offices here in the CBD, 35 people. At full production, it'll be the equivalent to the live cattle trade, all done here in the Territory and out through our port. It's not good enough. It's a failure of confidence in our part of Australia. My challenge to you today, policymakers, decision takers, is this: change it. Don't accept ignorance. Make a difference. You have to be the change. We cannot rely on it to come from Canberra. It must be led by northern voices. And today, all of you, I say, are Territorians and must be part of this team effort. Otherwise, Australia will continue to comfortably invest in that part of Australia that is furthest away from the rest of the world. Because not surprisingly, most of the voters live there too. Right now, we have leverage. We have 500 trillion cubic feet of gas just in one layer of the Beetaloo, enough to power Australia for 400 years, and this is a conservative estimate. We have got gas, and the East Coast needs it. Our gas will provide the next step for the North that coal and Adani will not. There are four things you can do with gas. You can put it in a pipe and send it east. You can put it in a train and send it overseas. You can turn it into electricity, or you can make things with it. I think we need to think big. We are already a world-class export hub. We are a world-class service centre. We look after four trains from here already. We train locals. But we can be more. It makes sense that we leverage our gas to make the territory the place of the next step. That we say no to being the place of raw export. That we don't just dig things up and ship them away. We have a chance to secure the territory's future for generations if we get it right this generation. And by this generation, I mean right now, this moment. This is how we break out of the boom and bust, how we create secure jobs, how we create the high-paying, high-skilled jobs of the modern economy. We cannot take for granted that these things will happen. We have a vision, a plan, and a team working hard to make sure it will be. The message they deliver is simple. If you want to expand your business, come to the place that can provide you with cheap power and is close to market, with the land to grow your business. We are saying to business, don't just mine here, do the next step here too. And we are doing it with a compelling commercial case. Already, Arafura Resources has decided to base their processing plant here on site, just north of Alice Springs, instead of South Korea. TNG will process their vanadium here in Darwin. Our production levels at our traditional mines are currently up by 15 to 35%. Exploration is the strongest it has been since 2012. Access to gas makes mines more commercial. Newmont have just built a pipe proving this up. With the Five Mines project at Central Australia, Core Lithium, disused mines such as Mount Todd and Cosmo Howley, the list goes on. This all makes these projects competitive. This all makes the case for these projects to have the next step here compelling. But it's not just about gas. It has to be about energy. As a modern political leader, I understand the difficult arguments we face as a nation regarding our energy future. There has been much debate. I believe in the science. We accept the science in making our decisions around onshore oil and gas in the Northern Territory. The Territory has an opportunity to be a world leader in energy. Our gas is our best known and understood asset, but we can and will also lead the way on solar and hydrogen. We will be a global powerhouse for solar with our incredible, reliable, cloud-free days in the centre. We will have the technology that allows us to export this power, and this will happen more in the soon than the later. We have a plan for 50-50 by 2030, and in just this term, we've already gone from 1% to 10%. Our plan for solar and our plan for gas will make hydrogen happen. Not might happen, will. I've already spoken to companies in China, Japan, and Australia around hydrogen. It is early days, but we are on the road. What is missing still at this stage is a coherent energy policy from the current Australian government. But like the ship lift, we just have to get on with it. Ladies and gentlemen, we are also ready to take the next step with our primary industries. The Territory's primary industries are doing well. Reasonable cattle prices, growing varieties of product in both the horticultural and agricultural field are providing us with expanding opportunities. I watch with interest what's happening in Kununurra, where people like Jim McGilkey and KAI are not only developing a better, less water-using and pest-free cotton, they are building a cotton gin for that next step. This has to be about the North. Pastures for cattle feed, cotton, soybeans, as well as our traditional mangoes, are products we can grow better and more of, but we need more water. We need the funds to map our water supply or expand them through either on-farm storage or off-water storage. Better knowing and using our water supplies is a national challenge. Solving this issue makes the next step in what we produce and how we supply the demand for Australian product in Asia. We are feeding Asia from here. We know from our world-class live cattle exports that we can do it from here. Only a few weeks ago, I visited a business in Darwin who was exporting food to Cambodia, exporting food to Dili. We have a strategic advantage. Our proximity to Asia has seen this company succeed. Live cattle, feeding our northern neighbours, the investments the airport is making in our freight and logistics for cold storage. This is how we take the next step. Our future is north, our future is Asia, and we are Asia. It is up to us to make this happen. There may be no better topical example of us, people of the north, traditional owners, the private sector, government, just making it happen than the space base in northeast Arnhem Land. Last time I spoke of you last year, I talked about my trip to Washington that included a highly successful meeting with NASA. Just 3 weeks ago, NASA selected Equatorial Launch Australia to send out payloads from your new country, the only non-government launch partner NASA has chosen outside of the US. Just this week, an Aboriginal company in Alice Springs, the Centre for Appropriate Technology, signed up with Viasat to monitor low orbit satellites. This is the kind of payloads that will be going up from your new country. This all works in together. Our journey to space from Arnhem Land and Alice, the sites of the most ancient cultures in the world, speaking the oldest living languages in the world, is incredible. In the territory, anything is possible. What you dream and do here is boundless. We will be the place of the next step. This morning in Palmerston, for two students, the next step is going to space camp in Alabama. Space launches will capture the imagination of generations of young Territorians, especially young Aboriginal Territorians. It will spur them on to engage and be part of this amazing field. It will lead to more territory scientists, more Aboriginal scientists. We will see astronauts. That's what developing the North, taking the next step today, will do for tomorrow. It is a privilege to be Chief Minister of the Northern Territory. With that title comes a responsibility to be a champion for the North, from the top of WA to the top of Queensland. There are too few of us up here to fight amongst ourselves. No matter the colour of your tie, the sector you work in, the team you barrack for, we must all be passionate about developing the North. We must all be champions of the North. Whenever I see missed opportunities to secure our nation's future, to make commute times quicker in Melbourne rather than grow whole new industries here in the North, that must be a call to action, not a moment for retreat. Tonight, I conscript you all, policy makers, decision takers, as champions of the North. Welcome to the front line. Thank you very much.